Unit 15, September 11th Memorial. There was one place I had always wanted to visit, but somehow hesitated to do so, up until today. It was the site of the World Trade Center. This afternoon, I finally visited the 9/11 Memorial, the formal name of which is the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. I heard that admission was free for all visitors on Tuesday evenings, but you must sign up online in advance. Actually, there weren't so many people today that I was able to get in without a reservation. The two deep square pools, North Pool and South Pool, were built in the place where the former Twin Towers were located to commemorate the victims who were killed in the two terrorist attacks. Nearly 3,000 names of those who died on September 11th as well as in the terror attacks in 1993 were engraved in the bronze panels edging the pools. I saw water incessantly falling from the edge of those panels into the large square holes at the bottom of the pools. It felt as if the victims' souls were being absorbed deep down into the ground. What we saw on TV on September 11th, 2001, has never faded from our memory. The sudden destruction of the two gigantic towers was too tragic an event for us to forget. Many years have passed since then, and we cannot recall the event as vividly as we could at the time. But the memorial and the remains of the attacks, such as the steel frames badly bent in the fire, certainly tell us what actually happened on that day. There are some still closed buildings around the site, which have remained untouched since the incident. The new tower named One World Trade Center, soon to be completed near the site, will be the tallest building in the city and a new landmark for New Yorkers and tourists. It's a single tower, and unlike the old ones, the top of the tower is sharply pointed towards the sky. I wonder with what kind of feelings people will look up to this new icon in New York City.